Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Help! We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when you get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend Sam Norwood. Sam is a great member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to, golly, more than 11 years now. He's been a member of our Brain Trust pretty much right after they started doing their Tatum Survey of Business Conditions, which Sam does every month. As you know, he polls hundreds of his partners from across the country managing businesses not unlike yours and mine, and he polls them and asks them how things are going. What was it like the last 30 days, and what's it going to be like the next 60 days? What are you projecting? And he puts it into a report, and we're the beneficiaries of that report, at least one of the happy beneficiaries. He's our good friend Sam Norwood. Welcome back.
Hey, great to be back, and it's really nice to be back with a little smidge of good news.
We got it. We got another green. You used your green paint this time, didn't you?
Mm-hmm, yep. Mm-hmm. And after 5 months of decline, you know, right now Wall Street is bracing for poor earnings in the third quarter. And we've known this was coming for some time. But finally, as of October 1st, when we put a press with this, right after we've conducted our survey, both the past 30 days were a bit better than the previous 30 days, and the 60-day outlook is better than what we had seen 30 days ago as well.
So what you just said, though, Sam. Is contradicts each other, doesn't it? You just said Wall Street's bracing for bad earnings,
yep.
And yet out here on Main Street, we're looking at things going up, and it's just another example of the disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street. Am I wrong?
Well, Wall Street is looking at the total quarter, and we would say as a total quarter, it would be a crummy quarter.
Yeah,
But we'll also be the first to say that a 1 month uptick does not make a trend.
Right.
At the same time, however, it was pretty persuasive. Among our indicators, the order backlogs, the unshipped orders have really gone up strongly, and that's the most tangible indicator.
Yeah, because those are contracts. Those are contracts we haven't delivered yet, but we believe we'll be able. We've already sold. That's always good to have business pre-sold, isn't it?
Exactly. The business has been sold. The delivery has not yet been made, and so that's a good near-term predictor. And but at the same time, other indicators are sort of more or less not much change. But overall, we saw a little uptick, and we go finally 5 months down, 1 month up. This is better than the alternative, because we were, prior to this past month, really persuaded that we could see a recession in the second quarter beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the fourth quarter, beginning in the fourth quarter, and now we say maybe not. Maybe we're going to coast through at least a fourth quarter in a positive territory, although not robust.
Are you connecting any of this to what seems to be an uptick in consumer confidence?
We don't measure the confidence, but all we can say is that our respondents, who are business people out there in small and medium-sized companies, seeing what's going on in their company, they say things improved in the past 30 days, and so maybe it's related to confidence, could be a factor, but we can't say that.
Well, another thing, just because you've got green arrows doesn't indicate rocking and rolling. It just means we're not as pessimistic about the next 60 days as we have been, right?
Well, it's sort of like you're lying down and you have a 50-pound rock on you and someone lifts about 10 pounds of it off
right.
your chest.
Exactly.
And you say, ah, that's better.
Exactly. And so, you know, so folks, the green arrow, the good news is we've got green arrows. The bad news is we found ourselves in a pretty deep hole economically in this country, haven't we?
Yeah, we're really not getting anywhere from, you know, compared to where we need to be going. We're just limping along, even though in some ways, we look at, they measure unemployment by in part, not just who got the jobs, which
right.
is kind of
right.
Not good, not great, but the number of people who left the workforce were so big that unemployment went down.
Went down, yeah.
Oh.
That's the truth about that's the truth about the unemployment number. We're going to take
yeah.
a quick break and come back with more on getting into some of the details of the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions. After these messages, 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Sam Norwood is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.